It's All Things Health Talk this hour. We discuss World Organ Donor Day with the Executive Director of the Organ Donor Foundation, Samantha Nichols. We are also going to be in conversation with kidney recipient Velile Dube a bit later on. Samantha, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you for inviting me onto the show.
Very, very important day today, isn't it?
Yes. Well, actually, we celebrate August as Organ Donor Month in South Africa. So not just World Donor Day, it's actually for the entire month of August.
You know, I mean, now that we speak about it and we speak about the awareness, I don't think it's a lot of times that we have these conversations and the importance around it. You know, there's a lot of people that need transplants, but maybe it's because I haven't really focused on too much. But do you think we have enough awareness on organs and people needing, you know, transplants and, you know, you guys being able to check if somebody can be, you know, or can transplant an organ to somebody?
Yeah, so we're not involved with the medical side. We create awareness and educate the public. And obviously, there's never enough awareness. We are limited in our reach as a nonprofit organization. So we rely on a lot of free media coverage. And we're not government funded. We're not, most of our sponsorships are from our registered organ donors. They assist us. So we are limited in reach and what we can do. And there's always a need for more awareness.
Absolutely. I mean, why is that so important for us to have that awareness? I think especially within our Black communities, because there could be some misconceptions about it. You know, why would I want to give away my organ to somebody else? You know, what if it messes up with my spirituality? There's a lot of taboo, a lot of misconceptions around giving away your organ to somebody that really needs it.
Yes, absolutely. So education ultimately is the key to addressing all the issues or misconceptions around it. We find that a lot of people are actually very, once they are exposed to the message, very pro-organ donation. We did a survey a couple of years ago that in the communities, in the township communities, we asked the question, would you accept an organ? And about 80% of people said, yes, of course they would, if they needed one. But only about, but then reversed in terms of the numbers of people that would donate, and only about 20% said they would donate. And at the end of the day, it all boils down to the true understanding. So a lot of people have heard about organ donation. You know, we see it in soapies. The first heart transplant took place in South Africa. We learn about it in school. Mm-hmm. But at the time of death, a lot of people are concerned. They don't know what happens. And that's where we educate people and tell them it's actually quite a simple process. This is what happens at the time of your death. Your family are approached. People think the body's disfigured, as an example, which is not. It's like a normal operation. So those are the things that we do to alleviate those fears.
Let's talk about also, I mean, the support and you know, just the community that a person needs right after they've received a transplant or even when they've given away an organ, you know, because I don't think it's just the one that receives an organ that needs that love and the support, but it's also the one that gives it away. How important is it for them to have that love and the support?
Absolutely. You know, I've known many people who've waited for transplants. You see how it affects. It's not just one person. It's not just the family. It's a whole community that gets affected by it. And the waiting time, you know, for a lot of patients who are on dialysis, they can wait 5 to 7 years if they don't have a living donor. Living donation in South Africa is you can donate a kidney and part of your liver. Kidney obviously being the more frequent donation and very safe to do. You are thoroughly tested before the doctors would even decide to remove your kidney. So it's a very routine, it's almost like a routine procedure in South Africa. But absolutely, you'd need support from both sides, from the donor side, recipient side. And obviously what we promote in terms of organ donation is someone who has died, who's a potential donor is someone who is on a ventilator in a hospital. So it could have been something like a car accident. And at that time, it's very traumatic for the family. That's why it's important for people to discuss their wishes prior to their death so their family are aware of it and they can make that decision.
Absolutely. I mean, Samantha, what are the statistics in South Africa of people who actually sign up and say, should anything happen to me, should I pass on, I would love to give some of my organs away to people that really need them?
So we sign up on average about 30,000 new registered donors a year.
Right.
But remember, a lot of people don't necessarily sign up as an organ donor. They might just tell their family because you don't need to register. Registering is just part of the process of obviously our awareness campaigns, and then we can see demographics and how many people are really responding to the campaigns.
Yeah.
In terms of the need, there are about 4,300 adults and children awaiting solid organs and cornea transplants in South Africa. And in terms of the solid organs, probably about 2,000 patients are solid organs. And how many are transplanted? We look at about 356 solid organ transplants taking place every year. So you can see the big gap in the number of people needing versus the number of actual donors.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For anybody that's listening, Samantha, and saying, look, I'm actually quite interested. This is something that's very, very important to me. How can they reach you?
It's so easy. A lot of people think they have to undergo tests and all sorts of complicated things.
Yeah.
You just contact us and we will send you all the information you need. Our website address is odf.org.za, or you can call our toll-free line during office hours, 0800 22 6611.
Absolutely. Samantha, thank you so much. We're also joined by Velile Dube, who is a kidney recipient. Velile, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much. Good morning to listeners and everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming onto the show and, you know, just being so willing to share your story. Take us through what led you to your need for an organ transplant.
Okay. I started having kidney problems. It was 2004, actually before 2004. Mm. 2004, I was diagnosed with kidney failure. But before, I had an episode of feeling feet, episode of sometimes I feel nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in Mpumalanga, the office.
Yeah.
There's a petrol port there, two car garages there. Sorry for saying that. Yeah, so like, I started there while I was working, you know, the petrol, the smell of the petrol.
Mm.
So I would be nauseous and I'm working with the petrol.
Mm.
But then, at the long run, I resigned, I came back home in Klerksdorp. So, it kept on going on.
Yeah.
Swelling feet, I go to the clinic, they tell me that urinary tract infection, they give me antibiotics and stuff, I get well. And then on the other hand, there's this superstitious that we have, the belief that no, it's not a matter of being seen. Maybe someone is behind what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
So until 2004, it was a total shutdown now. The kidney shut down. And I went to the hospital. That's when the diagnosis man told me that no, your kidneys are no longer working. You're going to depend on the machine, which is hemodialysis.
Sure. And, I mean, how did you feel when you received the news that you would need a transplant? Because, I mean, before that, even before you started getting sick, you knew yourself as, you know, the certain type of person. And one would assume that you know you're healthy, you know. But for you to then start going through health issues, and then you go through a total shutdown, only for you to be told that you would need a transplant. How did that feel?
Yo, it was hectic because, like, your body is telling you that you are okay, but a doctor is telling you that no, you are not well. Your kidneys are not like functioning.
Yeah,
it was hard. After I was like. After my diagnosis, I was in ICU. I stayed in ICU almost a week. Then afterwards, I was discharged.
Yeah.
After I was discharged, it was a process because I had a catheter on the neck. And then when you meet someone, they are asking what's happened. They thought maybe you got hurt, someone stepped you. That nature. And I'm supposed to explain.
Yeah.
Tears will roll down. Like my life is gone. I have to depend on the machine 3 times a week.
Mm.
So that was a hectic experience. It was very painful. You no longer have life because every after you just have a day, and afterwards The second day you are going for dialysis.
Mm.
So that was my problem. I couldn't take the news accordingly. It was a painful experience.
And I mean, on top of that, then there is the waiting period for a transplant. How do you cope with that uncertainty of having to wait for an organ? You know, I think it's just that anticipation of knowing that you might get it or you might not get it.
Yeah, that was my long 6 years. I had to wait for 6 years.
Sure.
While you are waiting on that 6 years, you are suffering because everything is limited. You are under a diet. Like, you go to that machine, you come back. There's complications along the line.
Yeah.
Some organs are failing because I couldn't walk properly.
Yeah.
On the fourth year of my doctor's diagnosis. Kidney failure.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk properly. At night, I couldn't sleep. It was an episode of challenges, health challenges.
Absolutely, yeah.
So somehow on my 6 year, I had to write an obituary there that no, how I wish my funeral to be conducted, because what I saw was only death. I thought now I'm dying. This is my end. Only to know that. Only not knowing actually that God had other plans for me that
was
going to give me a kidney. Because I was called on that 6 years almost two times. And when I get there, I don't get a kidney. I come back demoralized, feeling like, no, it means it's a waste of time. Because when you get there, it's supposed to be maybe the three of you. You're waiting for that kidney. And then the one who's compatible is getting the kidney. Somehow you have complications that it can't give you a kidney while your body is not right to receive an organ.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, then after 6 years, you get good news, right? How has your health changed since the transplant? Because I mean, Velile, 6 years is such a long time, and you know, it broke my heart so much when you said you then had to write an obituary because the only thing that you saw was death. But God had other plans for you. Now you've got a transplant. How has your health changed? How have you changed since then?
Well, that's a great experience after getting a kidney. Like every dream that you had while you had a kidney failure. So now it's becoming a reality. I used to do sports before.
Yeah.
And then while I was on dialysis, I used to hear about South African Transport Association from the other guy who was transplanted and the kidney rejected. You do tell us that there's sports, there's what.
Yeah.
And then I get to experience in 2012. Actually, I was transplanted in 2010. And then I stayed a year 2011. And then I was introduced to South African Transplant Sports Association, which is SATA, the umbrella that's doing sports, so that we fall under.
Mm.
Yes. And then I joined the games 2012. In 12, it was the national games. They were held in Durban.
Yeah.
It was a great experience getting to meet the guys who are transplanted. While you are there, you are talking about the organs. You're talking about a lot of things. Like it's a new experience. It's a new experience. So it was a fun.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's fun. You know, it was not fun. It's a fun experience, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I get to travel the world. Every after 2 years, there's world games. So like now, come September, we are going for national games that will be held in Cape Town. It's South African Transplant. Yes.
Oh,
you are going there.
I am so happy. I'm so happy for you.
We are going to compete there, and then next year, if you qualify, we are going you are going to Germany. There's World Games that are going to be held in Germany next year.
Oh, Velile, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I think we're just going to park it here, but I wish you all the very best. If there's one thing that I'm so happy about is the fact that you found color in your life again, you know, and you keep on moving. You're moving on with your life and you're doing things that you want to do for yourself, which is absolutely wonderful to see. So congratulations, and I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to listeners for listening. Thank you very much. Previously.